Hell yeah.
That's
I'm
why.
A real one.
That's why.
I'm a real one.
Bro, I got 45 other siblings, right? that are Geminis, nigga. And they June. Straight June.
And that, right. See, we real Geminis, alright? I got a pattern on me and everything. You know what the fuck going on.
Thoughts, processing emotions, going through waves, swimming through the ocean. The mail don't be adding up, trying to stay focused. That hurt hit different when they were the closest. Tried to fix you when I knew you were broke.
It's not my place to comment on that, but I can say it's my choice to decide whether I want to help you or not in that area. Because the whole thing is, at the end of the day, you never know who knows who or know what. I say being as blatant in them situations, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't feel that would be right choice to do. But you know what I'm saying? If you're as that comfortable with that artist or that client, to go ahead and do that. Y'all got that chemistry like that. Do that. Hell yeah. You gotta be earned. Really, you know, to me, it really rolls around like that classic R&B style. Like I said, you know, you can really hear a relation to it. And, you know, people like Brent Faiyaz, Giveon, one of my favorite artists, Pierre Bourne, you know, stuff like that. Baby King, Kendrick Lamar, stuff like that. You know, SZA, it has a lot of those elements in it. You know what I'm saying? Really just digging it. You know what I'm saying? The self is definitely something that's not for the short term. Definitely meant for healing and for the soul. For one, I always liked my hair twisted up. I always liked it twisted up, so I wouldn't play in my hair. I was fucking at it, twisting my hair up and shit like that. But me having it braided up and shit, or having it done up, it would keep me stop playing with it because I knew it was oily. Then I was like, okay, I like that. But then I started liking it way down. So what I did when I first started getting it twisted up and stuff like that, like I ain't have like micro twists, but it was like mini twists.
It was like the two strands.
Almost type shit. So the more my hair started growing thicker and it started growing healthier and stuff like that, what I started putting on it started growing bigger and stuff like that too. Yeah. So like the bees, I just started getting bigger bees and then it ended up evolving into the bubbles. Grace of God, I ain't got nothing out. My beautiful young ladies that's gone, you know what I'm saying, be part of me, they will definitely have some. Number one, Childish Gambino. Number one, Zed the Gypsy. Number two, Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
Baby King, Tyler the Creator.
Okay.
Tia Kareem. Like, it's really the artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really the like the artists and shit that's actually getting the beats from YouTube. Like, bro, it's legit niggas. They'll come in and they'll be like, shit. They'll be like, oh yeah, hell yeah, boom, boom. Some niggas, bro, they don't even introduce themselves. Niggas just walk in straight in. Oh yeah, hell yeah, shit. Beat right here. Yes, of course. I don't say shit. You built the time. Like,
You wasting your own time.
You feel what I'm saying? I tell folks, like, I try and be the one that, like, keep tab of that shit. Like, I'll be telling them, I'll be like, hey, got such and such left in however much, like, you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah, like you actually like, oh,
yeah.
Okay,
like, yeah, you got about like an hour left, got about 30 minutes left, 20, 10, 5, whatever, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, I try and keep them, you know, just try and keep them tabbed up and shit. Ooh, shit, had to take a deep breath on that one. Saying run it back while you mixing it. And it's like, it's cool. Like, that's fine. Like, I understand. Yeah, yeah. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, okay, my whole thing is pet peeves, right? I have no genuine issue with it personally, okay? Because, you know what I'm saying? I understand, like, this is what we have to do in order to get it done. But understand, like, bro, just stay on your side and do what you're doing. Like, stay over there. Like, don't be trying to engineer. Don't be worried about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Don't be. I'm gonna get to that. Don't be doing that backseat engineering shit. I'm gonna get to that too. Like, don't be doing that shit. Second, backseat engineering.
Mm.
Dog, that shit right there is that. Now that shit personally hits me because it's like, bro, let me do what the fuck I do. To the point of where it's like, okay, I also feel like it's a half of it too, where it's a me personal thing, because I also have a talk with my cousin all the time where it's like, bro, you kind of gotta ease on how you think about it, because you gotta think a lot of people don't know what you know. When they come and look at it, they be having their own set thing where it's like you haven't introduced them to what the fuck you doing. Put the hook right here, this and that, the third. But it's like, bro, I'm already 5 steps ahead. I'm finna do that.
Yeah.
Just hold on. They don't get how the communication reacts to me versus how it reacts to them. So when they say start it from the top, like, you got some people that they actually know what they saying and how they saying it. Like, you got some folks, they'll be done and be like, okay, I want to do my ad-libs. Okay.
Yeah.
You got some folks, they'll be like, okay, boom. Start it from the top. Or play.
And then just start doing ad-libs.
And then just start saying shit. But I ain't even got them recorded. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like, bro, you got to tell me that. We have a nice studio set up. So when you go in the booth, like, you know what I'm saying? That's enough in there to fit like fucking 7-8 people in that motherfucker, bro. Had groups of niggas in there plenty of times, bro. Like, they'll go in there and be doing their verse and shit. Fuck around, get done. Just get a headphones to the next nigga. Why don't you tell nobody though? Me sitting here being the engineer and doing what I'm doing, I damn near can't even tell who the fuck is who. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Cause ain't nobody said shit. And 9 times out of 10, y'all niggas sound the same. Shout out Wham. You know what I'm saying? My Wham fam, Wham bam. Y'all come check us out, man. Know who we at? We over here living, kicking. Know how we do it. Y'all know what's going, man. Zed the Gypsy. I know who it is on all social media platforms, Instagram, your Snapchat, your Thread, TikTok, nigga, Triller, all that good shit. Spotify, I got the website up, loaded with the beats, loaded with the blogs, loaded with the videos, all that, ZeddaGypsy.com. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come check it out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come shop with a nigga, man. We over here at Wham, kicking it, man. I can be engineer, I can be producer. Whatever, man, I can get you right for sure, let's do it. The script, start working like UPS, Jesse, the little smoke gas in my Umbria, just cause I want to. These niggas be barking by shit they ain't gon' do. Don't do all that typing, yeah, told your whole shut up, don't nobody want you. Had the kids, they'll be like Julian Edelman, yeah, just stay free.